Last week, the ISIS militant nicknamed Jihadi John was identified as a British citizen from London. The masked figure shown in beheading videos standing behind his victims is actually Mohammed Emwazi, a former student at the University of Westminster. Soon after he was identified, a video surfaced showing three British girls entering Turkey on their way to join ISIS. And Canadian authorities are seeking a group of teens who reportedly left Montreal to do the same. These events prompted discussion about online recruitment as a tool of violent extremists and why someone who grew up in London would join ISIS.
Questions being asked tonight right here in London. Was it when, at what point was this eloquent, middle-class, educated graduate from the university just behind me, at what point was he radicalized?
All three suspects in this case were at least in part radicalized online through their contact with members of ISIS.
Umair Khan is the founder and executive director of Muflahan, a Washington think tank dedicated to fighting violent extremism. She teaches workshops for Muslim kids and their parents about online safety and social media, and she believes that online radicalization is not an idle threat, even in the United States.
The last numbers that we have seen, or that were mentioned by the Director of National Intelligence, was that 180 U.S. citizens have actually gone to Syria. We know about 40 of them have come back. So is it a possibility? Yes. The numbers, of course, aren't very high, and they're much lower compared to what we're seeing in Europe or Central Asia or Middle East. But it's not that it's zero.
And what do we know about the process? I presume they're not only predisposed, but actually seeking this kind of, you know, grotesque adventure.
I don't think everyone starts off seeking that particular type of adventure, as you called it. I think a lot of them, where they're starting off initially is the sense of injustice and oppression. And what they're trying to do is help the Syrian people, making the world a better place. Teenagers, young people motivated to change the world is not something new. The question is who they end up finding and how they get pulled into something which is so entirely wrong and so contrary to every ideal that they think they're going towards.
How do they encounter people who exploit their sense of injustice and outrage and turn them violent?
It's different when we are talking about North America versus Europe versus other countries in the world. So in North America, the estimate is almost 90% of recruiting is actually happening online. So these are kids who feel strongly about the plight of the Syrian people. They want to help. They come across people who seem like-minded, and it sort of escalates from there. They're drawn in. The bonds or the relationships are built with a smaller and smaller network. They try their best to break their contact and their relationships with others. Once you have them isolated, then it's easier to indoctrinate them. And then after indoctrination is mobilization.
The psychology you've just described seems to fall exactly between the U.S. Marines' basic training and a pedophile.
Yes. We see the same dynamics, the same patterns in many other things. You also see that for people getting involved in gangs. Cults also use similar mechanisms. But what we're seeing is that this is happening on all your public channels. So you see it on Twitter, you see it on Facebook, Ask.fm, Tumblr. I mean, it's open. And the initial contact and the initial seeking out of people who are like-minded and having conversations is public. And it's only as people start to get more and more entrenched in those circles that they actually start to move them from the public exchanges into the private exchanges.
So the opening salvo is not, let's murder the infidels. It's building a trust relationship. It's building a little esprit de corps and a common cause.
And now what ISIS is now claiming to be a caliphate, the additional recruitment narrative is that you're going to come and help set up a state and you won't have to worry about employment. They're going to give you free housing. All medical expenses are covered. You can get education. You have a monthly stipend. And what you're doing is you're helping establish a new society. So in fact, you get a bonus if you get married and have kids.
Now, I think I speak for many a parent when I say that I can't even keep track of what my daughter is seeing and posting on Instagram. How is a parent who's concerned about losing their grip on their child able to cope with the ease with which they can find apparently sympathetic voices.
I had a professor of comparative religion who used to say, if you want to stop a man from drowning, you don't stop him from going to the ocean, you teach him how to swim. In this case, it is important for parents to have the dialogue and the conversations with the kids beforehand, so the kids themselves are empowered to stand up for what they believe in. If a youth has a question, if they can't approach their parent, or they can't approach a trusted adult or a youth director or someone to have that conversation, they're going to go look for it online. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that because so much of this is around isolating them, this is a place where parents will actually see changes in their kids. In fact, the parents, the family, the friends are the first people who will observe a change. Now, you don't know what the change is about, right? You have no idea whether it's based on a kid going through depression or is being recruited for a gang or is having trouble at school or is facing bullying. Any of those other problems will have very similar manifestations at the start. But that actually gives you the opportunity that if those things are showing up, get help. Because the more we can do around prevention, the more we can do around making sure that parents feel empowered that they can actually deal with the topics, you know, the more you can have happen within families, the better it is.
Humaira, I thank you.
Thank you very much.
Humaira Khan is the founder and executive director of Muflehun, a Washington think tank dedicated to fighting violent extremism.